Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf tzadi vav. We are holding on daf tzadi heyam beis at Amar Rabbi Avo ilmalei mikro kasuv e efshar li amra. So a few lines from the bottom of the page on daf tzadi heyam beis, four lines from the bottom of the page. So we're going to discuss what happened in the aftermath of Sanhedrin's failure to destroy Yerushalayim, to attack Yerushalayim, and the loss of all of his men by, at the hands of the Malach, and what followed that failure. The Gemara is going to discuss Avram's war with the kings. The Gemara is also going to talk about ultimately tzaddikim who descended from Rishayim, people whose parents were Rishayim, whose ancestors were Rishayim, but somehow became tzaddikim, and that's going to be introduced by first showing how Nebuchadnezzar had a tiny zechus, a small action, and that little zechus, that small action, that was a zechus for him, led to something very great for him. It led to something that was that helped him in a very big way, and that's going to be the introduction, because we're trying to show that tzaddikim could descend from Rishayim because the Rasha had some tiny zechus, he had something that worked for him. The Gemara is going to discuss how Nebuzradan conquered Yerushalayim and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So some stories that will sound familiar from the Churban Agadata in Maseches Gittin. The Gemara is going to give finally the list of Rishayim who converted or had Tzaddikim descend from them, and then at the very end we're going to discuss how Amun and Moav had a conversation with Nebuchadnezzar whereby they convinced him to attack Yerushalayim, even though initially he wasn't interested because he was terrified, he was afraid based on what happened to Sisera, what happened to Sancheriv, he didn't think that he was going to be successful. But first, after learning yesterday all about the story of Sancheriv and how the Malach wiped out his entire camp, all of his soldiers, an impressive fleet that he brought with him. So the Gemara is going to tell us what happened next. Amar Rabbi Avohu, ilmalei mikro kasuv, e efshar li amra. This is the kind of thing that had the Pasuk not said it, we would not be able to say such a thing. D'chziv, the Pasuk in Yeshayahu says, Bayom ahu yigalach Hashem b'ta'ar ha'sechira be'evrei nohar b'melech ashur es harosh v'sa'ar haragloyim v'gamis hazoken tispe. So we darsh in the Pasuk as follows. After all of Sancheriv's men died, also, kutchubrichu v'idmilei kigavra saba. Literal translation means Hakadosh Baruch Hu came in the form of an old man. However, the Yad Ramah writes it cannot mean that Hakadosh Baruch Hu came in the form of an old man. It must mean that there was a malach of Hashem that came in the form of an old man. The Ben Yoyada explains that the Gemara calls that malach kutchubrichu because there are certain stam malachim, and then there are malachim that come from the machne shechina, that come from a higher place, so to speak. And the malachim that come from the machne shechina, everything they do is directly connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Chaf Beis, Vayavo Elokim El Bilam. And Unklus translates Va'asa Meimar Min Kadam Hashem. Not that Hashem comes, Meimar Min Kadam Hashem. That something comes from near Hashem. So because of the Chibasim Shal Yisrael, Hashem sent a malach from the Machne Shechina to do all of these things to Sancheriv as a way of showing love for the Jewish people. In the Sefer Anaf Yosef on the Ein Yaakov, he brings from the Sefer Torah Sa'ola that explains this Haggadah and also says, Chas v'shalom to say kipshuta, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself came down min ha-shamayim and did such a maisa. He says that would be kfira. So rather he gives four different explanations of what exactly is going on. Maybe this whole thing is a dream. Those kinds of explanations, that it was a malach that appeared like a zaken. It could be it was Eliyahu Hanavi, and il mali mikro kasav yevshal amro is that Sancheriv would be zocha to Giloy Eliyahu, but not chas v'shalom that it's kutchubrichu. There's no way that it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. So that's what the Rishonim write. That's what the Achronim write. So it's a malach. A malach comes and appears like an old man. So Amrle, the malach says to Sancheriv, ke azlut legabe malke mizrach umarav. When you go back to all the other kings whose children you drafted into your army, or they were willing to volunteer for your army, and all of them are now dead, what kind of speech do you have planned to explain what just happened. So Amalei, Hahu Gavra Bahu Pachtanami Yosef. Sancheirav says, you know, you really tapped into my inner fear. That's exactly what I am afraid of. I don't know how that conversation is going to go. So Amalei, Hechi Navid. So Sancheirav says, what should I do to take care of this problem? Amalei, so the Malach said, Zil Vishani Nafsheikh. You need to go into disguise. You need to change your physical appearance so that they'll have no idea who you are, meaning you cannot face them. You have to somehow hide. So b'mayishani, how am I going to disguise myself? Plastic surgery wasn't invented yet. So zil aitili mespera v'igzayir anoy. He says, go get me some scissors. I'll cut your hair. I'll give you a haircut in a way that no one will recognize you. Meicha aiti, where should I bring scissors from? Amalei olahu besa. So he sent him to a certain house. Vaiti, and he said, go there and you'll bring me scissors. So Azul Sancheriv goes to that house. Ashkechinu Malachi Shares Idmuleki Gavri. And over there in the house, there are Malachi Shares that also gave the appearance of human beings. Vavukatachni Kashyasa. And they were grinding date seeds. So Amrulahu, Havili Mispara. Sancheriv says, do you have scissors that I can use? Amrulay, those Malachim who appeared like men said, Tchon Chad Griva de Kashyasa. If you come and you grind a sa'ah of date seeds, Vinita Lach. So you'll earn your keep. And as a reward for that, we'll give you scissors. So he did just that, and they gave him scissors. Ada Asa, until Sancheriv came with the scissors, Echshach, it already became dark, the day was over, it was nighttime. Amalei zil aitinura, so the Malach said, go bring me a fire, I need to see what I'm doing. Azul va'aitinura, so Sancheriv went and he brought a fire. At the time that the Malach blew on the coal to stoke the embers a little bit, atli be'nura bedikne, the fire latched onto Sancheriv's beard and it burnt off his beard. Azul gazi l'reshe, then the Malach went and he cut Sancheriv's hair on his head. Amru haynu d'chsiv v'gamas hazakan tispa. And he says, ah, that's what the pasuk means when it says v'gamas hazakan tispa. And that's what Rabbi Avo quoted that pasuk by Yom Ahu Yigalach Hashem b'tayr haschira v'evri nar b'melech asher sarosh v'sarag v'gamas hazakan tispa. That was that pasuk, that the Malach was megaleach the hair on the head of Sancheriv and he burnt his beard. Taras chira is a lashon of a rented razor, a rented scissor that Sancheriv got from those people because he ground up the date seeds. But avri nar is that they hired him to do a malacha that's generally done by the water of a river, because operating a mill is something that typically requires water. So that's the explanation of that pasuk, that the Malachim hired him to do that. The whole story is a little bit difficult. Ben Yoyada points out, why did he need him to do all of these actions with special Malachim, Dafka designated for this purpose? Why is it Dafka to be Tochen, Berechayim, Garine, Tamarim, date seeds? What's all of this about? So Ben Yoyada says that we find in a lot of places that Nevuah has some sort of poel dimyon with the Nevuah, that anything that's a davar ruchani, where you're able to somehow bring it into the world of Gashmi, you're able to somehow have some physical manifestation of it, then it's that's a guarantee that it's going to be miskayim and it's not going to be misbatel. So all of these things were a way to show that we're breaking the klipa of Sancheriv, which was very strong, and in order to be mevarer from him, to sift out from him the neshamos of Shmaya v'Avtalion, who are going to descend from him. So all of this is part of that vision of what's going to happen, and this is a poel dimyon that shows that it's a guarantee. That's how some of the Rishonim explain why we do simanim on Rosh Hashanah. What's a simin? We believe that if we eat a certain type of food, all of a sudden that means we're going to have more zechuyos. No, you know how you get more zechuyos? Do more mitzvahs, you'll have more zechuyos. So what does it mean? Sheyir b'zechuyos seinu, sheyitamu soneinu, all of these things. So no, the Rishonim explain it's a poel dimyon tar tefila, that just like a nevuah can have a poel dimyon that strengthens a nevuah, a tefila can have a poel dimyon that strengthens a tefila. So instead of just stam davening that all these things should happen, we do some sort of physical action to show that we're to strengthen the tefila. Amra Papa Hainu Dam Rinshir. Papa says, you know, this is what people say: Gerir Telar Ma Sharpele. If you shave the hair of a guy and it's good and he likes it, Itilei Nur Bedikne, then you might as well burn his beard. velosavas chuchaminei, and people will never stop laughing at the guy. Meaning he looks ridiculous now with his haircut and the beard cut, but he doesn't mind because he'd rather look ridiculous than get killed by all of his friends, all the kings whose children he just had, he just put in harm's way. Azul ashkach dapa mitevosa denoach. Here's a daf yomi coincidence of the day. Erev Shabbos Parshas Noach. The story of Sancheirif continues. Sancheirif found a board, a plank, that was left over from the teva of Noach. So Amar, he said about that plank, Hainu Eloha Rabba, this is the great God, Deshizvi Lenoach Mitofana, that saved Noach from the Mabul. So he turned this plank into an Avodah Zarah. Amar, I Ozelahu Gavro Matzlach. So he made a deal and he said, if I'm going to go and be successful, Mekarivlu Litrain Benoi Kamach, I will be Makrav as a Korban, my two sons, to this board, to this plank, to this Avodah Zarah. Shamu, certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no interest in human sacrifice. The Gemara in Tainus, Darshan's Apostle, Lo Al Salibi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, in three different phrases, I don't want in any way, and gives examples of different cases of human sacrifice, of Yiftach, where he said the first thing that comes out of my house should be a korban, and it was his daughter. Kodesh Baruch said, I didn't want that. Yitzchak, yeah, there was a threat of Akedah Zid, but I didn't want that. Kodesh Baruch is not interested in human sacrifice. He says, I'm going to bring my two children as a korban to this Avodah Zarah. Shamu Benovi, problem is, he said it with an earshot of his kids. So the Katluhu, so they killed him, meaning, and they were justified, because it was, they were trying to save their own lives. Haynu d'chsiv ve'yu mishtach ve'beis nisroch elohava adar melech v'sharnetzar banav hiku b'charav. Nisroch is the lashon of a neser, of a plank. So that neser from Tevas Noach that Sancheirif made into elohav, into an avodah zarah, so that's what caused the children of Sancheirif to kill Sancheirif. So that was the end of Sancheirif. Once we're talking about all these malachim who made this story happen, so the pasuk tells us in Malachim Beis, in Sefer Malachim Beis, that Malach Hashem came and killed 185,000 people. So we're going to discuss other, but the pasuk says that it happened Balayla, Vayihi Balayla. So we're going to discuss other things that happened that also at Laila. So the pasuk says in Parshas Lech Lecha that Avram heard that Lot was captured. So he got together his army and Vayachalek Aleim Laila. Huva avadav vayakem. So l'chora, it should have said vayachalek huva avadav alehem laila. Why does laila appear so early in the pasuk? The proper way to phrase it. In fact, Rashi and Chumash says sarsehu, that some of the pasukim you have to move around the words in the pasuk in order to darshan it. This is one such pasuk. So Gemara says Amar Rabbi Yochanan also malach shen zdamin lola Avram, the malach that appeared to Avram and saved him from the four kings that were waging war with him, laila shemo. That malach's name is laila. The malach who is named Laila, who's in charge of pregnancy normally, that's the malach Nidadav Tazayin. That's the same malach that fought with Avram against the four kings. Of course, the question is, why in the world would that malach, of all the malach about pregnancy, is the one that saved Avram? I don't know, a malach of war, a malach of pregnancy, maybe malach of bris milah, a malach of pregnancy? So the Marsha explains that if you look at Nida Tazayin, it tells us that at the time of B'Shas Zivug, that Malach goes in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, okay, this child that's going to be born, Mativa, what's his nature going to be? So he asks all sorts of questions. One of the questions he asks is, Gibor o Chalash? So obviously, on Nimrod, there goes there that he would be a Gibor. That's in this week's parasha, that Nimrod was a Gibor. So it really, by all right, he should be able to defeat Avram in war. So that Malach, who was a part of that conversation, that decreed that Nimrod would be a Gibor, that Malach now has to help Avram overcome Nimrod, who in fact became a Gibor. That's how the Marsha explains. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar, Sha'asi Imo Ma'ase Laila. When it says Laila, it means that he fought him, that the Kochve Laila fought for him. Shenemar min Hashemayim Nilchama Kochavim, Mimisilosam Nilchamu Imsis. Amr Ish Lakish Tava de Navcha mi de Bar Navcha. You know, the drasha of Rabbi Yitzchak, who we call Navcha, Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha, is better than the drasha of the Bar Navcha, of the son of the blacksmith. Rabbi Yochanan was a son of a blacksmith, so they called him a Bar Navcha. So comparing the two drashas, they like Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha's drasha better. So now the psukim continue about Avram Avinu. Vayirdof Adon, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Kivin Shaba Osu Tzadik Adon, Tashash Kocho. When Avram Avinu reached Adon, he became weakened. Why? Ra'a b'nei banav shasidin lavar avodah zarah b'dan. He saw b'nevuah that his children, that his descendants, were going to do avodah zarah in Dan. Shenemar, it says by the Eglei Azav that Yeravam ben Nevat made v'yasam ha'echad b'veisel v'ha'echad nasan b'dan. That one of them he placed in Beisel, but the other golden calf that he made, he placed in Dan. V'af osa rasha l'nesgaber ad she'igil Adon. Also Nevuah Netzar only found strength when he was fighting in Dun. Shenemar midun nishma nachra susav. From Dun they could hear the sounds of his horses neighing, and that was because of the egel that was in Dun, l'shem avodah zarah, that gave extra strength to Nebuchadnezzar. So since we're going to discuss, as we mentioned before, Anam Beis, we're going to discuss many Rishayim who had Tzadikim as descendants, the Gemara is going to explain why it's okay to share that. Meaning, you would think that it would be embarrassing to the Tzadik to talk about what kind of Russia he descended from. So the Gemara tells us, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Afal Gav Deshalach Rabbi Shua ben Levi, even though Rabbi Shua ben Levi sent a message, three messages, as follows, that number one, Hizaru B'Zakin Shach Talmud HaMachmas Onso, that first you have to be very careful with the kavod of a Zakin who has forgotten his learning through no fault of his own. Sometimes a person gets old, a person gets sick, and they forget the learning. That's what the Gemara Brachos tells us, that we learned that from the Shivrei Luchos, that even the Shivrei Luchos are Munachos Ba'aron. Why would the Shivrei Luchos be put in the Aron? They're no longer usable? Yeah, through no fault of their own. They're no longer usable. The Shivrei Luchos still deserve our respect. So Talmud Chacham, who forgets his learning, still deserves respect. So that's number one. That's what probably the Gemara means at the end of Kiddushin, when we compare Torah to other professions, where it says, other professions, Be'ez Sukunuso, it's not going to be there for him. The person's going to be weak, it's not going to be there. But Torah will always be there for him. Is that really true? Torah's not always there for a person. The person forgets his learning. No, but the kavod that he gets from his Torah, that will always be there for him. The kavod that he gets from other things, as soon as he's not able to do those other things, that kavod tends to go away. V'yizaru b'vridin. The second thing that Rabbi Shimon Levi said is to be careful about cutting all the capillaries when you shecht a bird. Ki Rabbi Yehuda, like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in Chulin Daf Chav Zayin, that since they roast a bird when the bird is whole, and if you don't cut all the vridim, you have to worry that there's going to be blood that clots up in the bird itself, so you have to cut, you have to make sure that the bird bleeds out properly. And the third thing is, Vizaru bibnei amei ha'aretz. Be careful about the honor of the children of amei ha'aretz, shemehen teitze Torah, because it's from them that Torah is going to come out to the Jewish people. So, ki hamilsa modi'in lehu. Something like that, that we're going to, these kinds of stories that we're going to quote, you're allowed to tell the Talmid Chacham that they are the bnei amei ha'aretz, even though you might say that's a chisaron of their kavod, because to highlight where they come from, to highlight that they descend from Amei Aretz is not so nice, but you're allowed to say that because it highlights how a tiny zuchus that a person has can have major ramifications for their family later on. Now, how is it that it's a good thing that a person who's not Maretz, that they're going to be able to have tzaddikim as a child? The Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, Daf Mem Tes and Beis, talks all about Amaratzim, and one of the things it makes very clear is that you're not supposed to marry a bas am ha'aretz. So how could it be that from amei ha'aretz teitzei Torah? Then why can't I marry a bas am ha'aretz? So that's what the Marshal explains. Bas am ha'aretz means dafka the daughters of amei ha'aretz, because they have no one to learn from other than their fathers. It used to be that girls were only educated in the house; they had no education outside of the house. So the only model they ever saw of how a person is supposed to behave is the am ha'aretz parent. But a ben am ha'aretz, who has other influences in his life, because he's able to go outside the house, so ben am ha'aretz is, you don't have to stay away from marrying a ben am ha'aretz. The Gemara over there does not say not to be masibito leben ama'aretz. It says not to marry your own daughter off to an ama'aretz, to a guy who himself is an ama'aretz, but it never says not to marry your daughter off to a ben ama'aretz. It says a guy shouldn't marry a bas ama'aretz, but never that a girl shouldn't marry a ben ama'aretz. So the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Tzadikata Hashem ki orev elecha ach mishpatim adab raschach. I know that Hashem, that your words are tzedek, but I'm going to push you to let me know your ways. Madua derech rishayim tzolcha. Why are rishayim successful? Shalu kol bogdei veged. They sit b'shalva. Those who rebel against you are sitting in peace. Netatem gam shorashu yelchu gam asuperi. They're like a plant that takes root in the ground and is making peiros. They seem to be just fine, all of these Rishayim. So that's what he's asking. Why is Nebuchadnezzar or Russia able to destroy Yerushalayim? So Maya Hajulei, what was the response? Min Hashemayim? So the pasuk goes on. Kies raglayim ratzavi aluch. You've run with men and you've become tired. Ve'ech tischare es hasusim. And how is it possible that you can outrun the horses? Uveret shalom atavateich ve'ech tasa begon ha'yardein. How are you going to run in the Yardein where that's overflowing? So what does the pasuk mean? Mashal adam echad sha'amar. Imagine a mashal, a person who shows off, who brags. He says, Yochlani lorot shalosh parsos. I can run a marathon. I can run three parsos. Lifnei susim, and I can run as fast as horses. I can overcome horses with my speed. Bein bitzei hamayim. Not only that, I can run in swamp. I can run in mud, which is very hard to run, and you need a harder surface to be able to run quickly. And then his damin lo ragli echad. He happens. This person who was bragging about how he can outrun anybody and anything comes across another person who's a runner. Ruts lefan of shlosha milin, and that other person runs just 3 mil, which is a lot less than all these parsos, bayabasha, and on dry land, vanilla, and when he runs these 3 mil, he gets tired. So Amrlo, those who heard him bragging say to him, your brag was ridiculous. Umalifnei raglikach, by a person, you're running against a person, you couldn't do it, you couldn't outrun him. Lifnei asus malachas kamakami, you're obviously not going to be able to outrun a horse. Umashloshes milinkach, and if it's 3 mil, and it would already exhaust you, shalosh parsos, halachs kamavakama, 3 parsos, forget about. Umabi abashakach, and if on dry land you couldn't do it, bein bitzei amayim, halachs kamavakama, trying to run in the mud, forget about it, you'll never be able to do it. What's the nimshal? Afata, you Yirmiyahu as well. Umabishar arba pesios, shashilamti los harasha, sharot achar kvodi. All of this that Nebuchadnezzar is able to accomplish was because of 4 steps that he took in the honor of Hashem, which we'll explain what those 4 steps were. Sa'ata Tamiya, you're wondering about the great schar that he's being mekabel, that he gets to rule over the world and he gets to destroy Yerushalayim. Ka'ashani mishalim sachar de Avram Yitzchak v'Yakov sharatu lefanai kasusim. When I pay the reward of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, who run in front of me like horses, alachas kama v'kama, how much more so are they going to get greater schar? Haynu d'chsiv la'neviyim nishpar libi b'kir b'rachafu kolatz mosai ha'isi ki'ishikor k'gever avar yayin mipnei Hashem umrei divrei kodsho, that the neviyim, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, are nishpar libi b'kir bi. It's going to be wondrous, the great schar that they're going to receive. If you think about Nebuchadnezzar, 4 little measly steps, and look at the kind of reward that he got. It is, the Ben Yoyada points out, it's somewhat curious that we give the mashal of how great the avos were. They ran like horses. Why not a cheetah? Why not something that's even faster than a horse? So the Ben Yoyada says that what's known about horses is that a horse never really sleeps. The Gemara in Bracha says that Sheinas Hasus, Taf Gimel Amud Beis, that David HaMelech would only sleep like a Sheinas Hasus. A horse never really sleeps. And that's the other mile of the Avos that we're trying to highlight. That not only are they constantly moving forward, they're constantly going, but it's constant. It's not just that they're fast and that they're good and that they're strong, but it's constant. There's no rest. There's no time where they're not doing. That's what the Gemara in Tainus tells us, that the Knesset Yisrael says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we want our relationship with you to be like Geshem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that is a She'ela Shelo Kahogen, even though Geshem is a great bracha, and the Gemara says that a rainy day is as great as the day of Bria Shemayim Va'aretz and Matan Torah and all these great things, but Geshem is not a constant. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, through the Navi, I'm going to have a relationship with you that's like Tal. Tal is not as great and as impactful as Geshem, but it's there every single day. That the relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be a constant relationship. So that's what it's highlighting about the Avos. Hani Arba Psios Maihi. What are these four Psios that Nebuchadnezzar took for which he was so handsomely rewarded? That he sent Svarim to Chizkiyo HaMelech. Sounds like he sent, because Chizkiyo got sick, he sent Svarim to Chizkiyo to strengthen him. So Mishum Kichal Chizkiyo Ve'yachzak She'shadol Svarim U'Milcha. Chizkiyo got sick and he was strengthened, he sent him Svarim. So how does that make sense? The Gemara explains what exactly happened. Lidrosh Shesamofis Asherhoi Ba'aretz. Dom Rabbi Yochanan. Osa Yom Shemesbo Achaz. The day that Achaz Melech Yehuda died, Achaz was Chizkiyo's father. He was a Melech Rasha. He was a terrible person. Chizkiyo, great tzaddik, but Achaz, terrible Rasha. Shtei Shos Hayah. The day that Achaz died, Hakadosh Baruch Hu chopped 10 hours off of the day. The sun was only in the sky for 2 hours, and the reason for that was, Rashi explains, there shouldn't be enough time to say a hesped and do a proper kvura. They should just have to bury him right away, and that's it. It's going to be over. There's no time for a spadim, and through that he'll get his kapara. When Chizkiyo got sick and he had a refuah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought back those 10 hours into the day. That those 10 malos that the sun went down quickly in the days of Achaz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave back for the refuah of Chizkiyo. The sun in general is assumed to have therapeutic value, so it's a sign of refuah when the sun stays for a long time. So Amar Lahu, so Merodach Baladan ben Baladan, the king of Bavel, said to his Avadim, "My high, what is going on over here that the sun is out for 10 extra hours?" So Amar Lahu, Chizkiyo Chalash V'itbach, they told him, well, Chizkiyo got sick and now he's getting better, and that's why the sun is a symbol of that. So Amar Ika, there's such a great person that has such a nace happen for him, and I never sent him a greeting, I never said a hello. So Kasvule, he sent a letter to Chizkiyo, Shalom Alamalka Chizkiya, Shalom Lekarta Yerushalayim, Shalom Lelaka Rabba, that Shalom Aleichem Chizkiyo, Shalom to the city of Yerushalayim, and Shalom to the great God. Nebuchadnezzar, Safrei de Baladan Hava, Nebuchadnezzar happened to be the sofer of Baladan, who was the Melech Bavel. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, if that's true, then it turns out Nebuchadnezzar lived at least 150 years. So he lived quite a life. So he Shaita, Lava Hasam. It happened to be that was his day off. He happened to have not been there when this letter was composed. Kiyasa, so when he came back to work, Amlu, Hechi Kasvisu, he says, oh, there was such an important letter that went out. Tell me, what was the nusach? You know, I'm normally the letter writer. So Amrle, Hachi Kasvinan, they said, this is what it said. You know, they told him the three shaloms. Amrle Husan, Bechanetz said, Karisule, Elaka Rabba, you yourself called him a great God, yet, Ukasvisule Lebesof, you only put him at the end of the letter. First he said, Shalom to Chizkiya, then to Yerushalayim, and then to this great God. Amr El Hechiksov, Elahachi. So he says, here's what you should have written. Shalom le'alaka rabba, shalom le'kartid Yerushalayim, shalom le'alaka Chizkiyo. That it should have been God Yerushalayim Chizkiyo. So Amri Leh, so the Avadim said to Nebuchadnezzar, Kaira di Igarta, you lavi parvanka. The guy who knows how to read the Igeres, you could be the one that responds to it. So you're the one that says you could change the Nusach. So go do something about it. Chase down the letter carrier and change the Nusach. So Rat Basre, Nebuchadnezzar runs after this letter carrier, Kidarat Arba Psia. So why was he running after him? Because God was disrespected in the letter and he wanted to show kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So as soon as Nebuchadnezzar took 4 steps, Asa Gavriel v'ukme, Gavriel came and brought the letter carrier closer to him, so he never got to take more than 4 steps. He already caught up with the guy after 4 steps, and it's those 4 steps that Nebuchadnezzar was zocha to all the great schar that he had, all the success that he had in life. The Marsha quotes a medrash that it wasn't 4 steps, that it was 3 steps, and the Marsha says that's why we take 3 steps at the end of Shemona Esrei and we say Yehi Ratzon Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash, because Nebuchadnezzar was one that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So we take three steps corresponding to the three steps of Nebuchadnezzar, and right away issue a tefillah for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mali Ba Gavril the Amido, if Gavril would not have come and brought the letter carrier right to Nebuchadnezzar, Lo Yatakanu Tzoneim Shel Yisrael, we would be finished, because he would have had all the zechuyos of all the additional steps. My Baladan Ben Baladan, what is the name Baladan Ben Baladan? It's an unusual name. Samri Baladan Malkahava. His father Baladan was the king of Babel. Vishtani Apevava Ki De Kalba. But his face became deformed and he looked like a dog. So Aviyasu Breal Malchusi, he was no longer fit to be king because he looked ridiculous. So his son became the king. Ki Avakasiv Avakasiv Shmeyu Shmei Davua Baladan Malka. And when he would write his name, he would show honor to his father. He would call himself Baladan as well, even though his name was really Merodach. But instead of writing Merodach Ben Baladan, he would write Merodach Baladan Ben Baladan as a way of showing kavod to his father. Ben Yichabirav ve'ever Adonav. Ben Yichabirav hada Amaron. That's an example of Ben Yichabirav ve'ever Adonav. And what's the maisa of an ever honoring his Adon? That's Nebuchadnezzar Nevuzradan. Dechsev v'chodesh chamishu ba'asol chodesh. Hishnas shas reishan al melch Nebuchadnezzar melch Bavel. Ba Nevuzradan rav tabach umam lefnei melch Bavel b'Yerushalayim. V'yisrof es beis Hashem ves beis Hamelch. That he burnt the beis Hamikdash. Umi salk Nebuchadnezzar Yerushalayim. But what do you mean? Nebuchadnezzar never himself came to Yerushalayim. Vaksiv, the pasuk says in Malachim Beis, at the end of Malachim Beis, where it goes through the downfall of the Jewish people. Vayalu asal melech bavel rivlasa v'am Rabbi Ava. What does rivlasa mean? Zu antochia. That's in Chutz La'aretz. So how could the pasuk say that Nevuzradan stood in front of the melech bavel in Yerushalayim? The Melech Bavel wasn't in Yerushalayim. So here's how he showed kavod, how an Eved shows kavod to his master. Rav Chisda, Rav Yisrael bar Avdumi, Chad Omar, Demusti Yukno, Haisa Chakuk Lo Al Markavto. He kept an image of Nebuchadnezzar on his Merkava, on his chariot. So any time, so he was always as if he was right in front of him. That was the kavod that the Eved showed to his master. V'chad Amar Emi Yisei Raislam Menu. Nebuzradan was terrified of Nebuchadnezzar, V'doma Kemisha Omid Lefanav, and therefore he constantly saw as if Nebuchadnezzar was right in front of him. That was the kavod that he had to his master. So we see a great kavod that a son had to a father, and a great kavod that an Eved had La Adonav. So now the Gemara tells us the story of Nebuzradan conquering Yerushalayim and destroying the Kunaisa. He carried a burden that was 300. It could load up 300 donkeys of Narga de Parzala de Shalit Parzala, of sharp hammers and things to break the wall of Yerushalayim. Shadalei Nebuchadnezzar and Nevuzradan. That's the equipment Nebuchadnezzar sent with Nevuzradan to go break through the wall of Yerushalayim. Kulu balatinu chad dashad Yerushalayim. They used all of it up and broke all of those hammers on one single gate of Yerushalayim, and they couldn't break through. Shenemar pituchei yachad bechashil lechaklipos yaloman. Pituchei yachad means on a single Pesach, on a single gate, bechashil lechiyalpos yaloman. They were banging and breaking all the hammers that they had. So Boilem Hadron, Nevuzradan said, okay, it's a lost cause. We're not getting anywhere. Amar Mistafina, the Lol Avdu Bikiyechad Avdu Besancheriv. I see where this is going. I know exactly what happened to Sancheriv. I'm afraid the same thing is going to happen to me. So Nafka Kala, a voice comes out from Shemayim. Amar Shavar Bar Shavar. And it says, you Shavar Bar Shavar, Nevuzradan Shavar, you should skip quickly, run quickly to Yerushalayim. Demata Zimna Demikta Shechar Veichala Mikale. It's all about timing. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu makes a decree that something's supposed to happen at a certain time, it has to happen at that time. And that's what happened to Sancheriv. It wasn't the failure that Sancheriv wasn't going to be able to do it. What happened to Sancheriv is he delayed. He waited till the next day. Now is your time. Pashle Chad Narga, he only had one hammer left. Asam Machia Bekupa, he hit the gate of Yerushalayim, even with the dull side of the hammer, wasn't even sharp, v'iftach, and the gate just opens right up, because it was the right time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu determined that was going to be the time of the downfall of Yerushalayim. Shenemar, that's what the Pasuk says, Yivadu Kamevi Lamala B'Svach Eitz Kardumos, that I should go in front of Hashem, the eights of the Kardum that broke through the gates of Yerushalayim, as if it came, it was brought in front of the Kisei HaKavod. Havakat L'Vazel Son of Vizradin went on a killing rampage, Adam Matalechal, until he got to the Hechal of Beis HaMikdash. Adlik Beinura, he lit it on fire. Gava Hechala, the Hechal lifted itself up and wanted to go up to Shemayim. Dorchu Beimin Shemaya. but it was trampled down from Shemayim back down to the earth. Shnemar Gastorach Hashem Levesulas Bas Yehuda. Kazicha Daite. So now Nevuzradan was feeling really good about himself. So he was feeling a sense of gaiva. Nafka Baskala Va'amrile. A Baskala came out and said to him, Amma Ketila Katalta. You killed an already dead nation. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu determined that it was going to be the end of them. You just happened to be the pawn that made it happen. But it wasn't you. It wasn't your own anything. You killed a nation that was already dead. Hechala Kalia Kalisa. You burnt a hechel that was already burnt. Kimcha tchina tchinas. You ground up flour that was already ground up. And everything you did was not really you. It was already a gezeira from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and everything had already happened up in Shemayim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Yeshayo, Kichi rechayim v'tachnei kamach gali tzamasech, chas bishovel gali shok, avri naharos. So it doesn't say you ground up wheat, ela kemach. You ground up flour. What does it mean to grind up flour? Flour is already ground. Yeah, exactly. That's what the message to Nevuzradan is. You think you did something, it's all a dimyon. You've done nothing. So the story goes, Nevuzradan saw the blood of Zechariah, the Navi, in the Azara that was not being absorbed into the ground, rather it was boiling on the surface of the ground. Zechariah was a Kohen Gadol, who was a Navi, in the times of Yoash Melech Yehuda, and they killed him with the command of the king. Yoash had him killed. The Sukkim appear in the second parak, in the 24th parak of Divrei Yom Beis, where it says that Zechariah ben Yoyada HaKohen warned about the impending doom, and they didn't like it, so they killed Zechariah. So his blood was still boiling. So Amar Lehu, so Nevuzradan says to the Jewish people, "My high, what's this blood that's boiling?" Amar Leh Dam Zvachem Udishtapach. Ah, it's blood of Karbanos that was spilled. That's still there. Amar Lehu Aiti Vanasi Imidamu. Yeah, let me shech some animals and see which blood matches. This blood, which type of animal's blood matches this blood? Kasi v'lo idmu. So he shechted animals. There was no blood that matched that blood. Amar lehu, he realized they were lying to him. So Amar lehu galuli v'ilo sariknu l'chul b'shrecha b'masreka de parzala. He said, "You better tell me whose blood this is, or else I'm going to scrape all of you with iron combs." Amar lehu, so they said, "Hai kohen v'navihu." This was a person who was both a kohen and a navi. Din v'luli yisod v'churban of Yerushalayim, and he was misnavi to the Jewish people about the churban of Yerushalayim v'kitluhu, and they killed him because of that. So Amar lehu Nevuzradan said, "Anam ifayasnele, I will appease his blood." Aisi rabban katil levei. He brought talmidei chachamim and he killed them on that spot. Velo nach, but the blood of Zechariah continued to boil. Aisi dardike deberav katil levei. He brought tinokos shel beis rabban and he killed them right there. Velo nach, the blood of Zechariah continued to boil. Aisi pirchi kuhuna v'katili levei. He brought young kohanim and killed them over there. Velo nach, the blood of Zechariah continued to boil. Adi katil levei. Tishin ve'arba ribo, 940,000 people he killed. The lo nach and the blood of Zechariah did not rest. Karav legabei. So Nevuzradan came to the blood of Zechariah and he started talking to it. Omar, Zechariah, Zechariah, tovim shavem ibadetim. I killed the greatest amongst them. Nichle daktalinu lekulu. Are you not going to be satisfied till I kill out the entire Jewish people? Miyad nach. Right away, the blood of Zechariah rested. Here at tshuva bedaite, Nevuzradan had a thought of tshuva. Omar, mahem shelo ibdu el nefesh achas. If Bnei Yisrael only killed one person, Zechariah Anavi, kach, this was their punishment, that 940,000 people had to die for that. Hahu gavra matavele. What's going to be with me, who I killed 940,000 people? So Arak Shadar Portate Lebese, he sent a message to his house of what he wants to be done with all of his possessions. The Izgayer, and Nevuzradan himself was Megayer on the spot. Oh, so once we mention that, Tan Rabbanan, Naaman, Geratoshevaya, Naaman, who was the Sar Tzva of Melech Aram in the days of Elisha, also became a Geratoshev. Now, he wasn't Megayer to become a Jew, but a Geratoshev, that he's not going to do Avodah Zarah, and the Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach, he accepted. So that at least that. Nevuzradan, Ger Tzedek, Nevuzradan went even further. He became a Ger Tzedek. He was Mekabel Kala Tarukula. Mibnei Barav Shel Sisra, the descendants of Sisra, who was Melech Kanan, it was the Sar Tzva of the Melech Kanan, rather, in the times of the Shoftim, Lamdu Torah b'Yerushalayim. They taught Torah. They learned Torah in Yerushalayim. Mibnei Banav Shel Sancheiriv, the descendants of Sancheiriv, limdu Torah b'Rabim. They taught Torah publicly. Who were the descendants of Sancheiriv? Man ninu Shemaya v'Avtalion. It was Shemaya v'Avtalion. The Rambam writes in the Akdama to the Yad HaChazaka, And in the Pirush HaMishnah Tehedios, that Shmai and Naphtali themselves were Goyim that were Megayer. The Rashbe says that even though normally any Minui in Klal Yisrael has to be Mekarev Echecha, the Gemara in Kiddushin tells us Zayin Vav and Beis, and certainly in Asius, which is like a Malchus that the Torah says has to be Mekarev Echecha, but since there was no one that matched the Godless of Shmai and Naphtali, and the din of Mekarev Echecha only applies when there are other qualified candidates, but there were no other qualified candidates. Haman lamdu Torah b'Bnei Brak. The Bnei Banav Shal Haman learned Torah in Bnei Brak. V'afmi Bnei Banav Shal Osa Rasha. And even the descendants of Nebuchadnezzar, Bikir Shekodesh Baruch Hu Lachnis and Tachas Kanfi Hashchina, Amram Lachay Shoris Nei Kodesh Baruch Hu Ribonu Shal Olam, Mishach Res Beisecha, V'sar V'seich Alecha, Tachnis Tachas Kanfi Hashchina. How could it be? The one who destroyed your Beis HaMikdash, his descendants are going to come, Tachas Kanfi Hashchina. Why is that better than Haman and everybody else? Yeah, because Haman, everybody else, Sisra, all those others, ultimately a Kiddush Hashem. Came out from their actions. But Nebuchadnezzar was only Chilul Hashem. It was the greatest Chilul Hashem in the history of the world that was perpetrated by Nebuchadnezzar. So Hainu Duchsiv, Ripinu as Bavav Lo Nirpasa, Ula Amar Zed Nebuchadnezzar. Ula said, that's Nebuchadnezzar. That there was a thought of a refuah, but it didn't happen. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar, Elu Naros Bavel. That's a reference to the waters of Bavel that remain bitter. Vitirgama Ditsanyasa de Bavlai, the Dekalim, the bitter Dekalim that stand by the Naharos Bavel, so that remains bitter. There's never a cure for that. Now the idea that Mibnei Banav Shal Haman taught Torah, that's discussed by the Achronim. Haman is Amalek. Are you allowed to be Mekabel Gerim from Amalek? There's a Medrash that seems to indicate that we're not allowed to be Mekabel Gerim from Amalek, but apparently somewhere along the line they converted, because the Bnei Banav Shal Haman are learning Torah in Bnei Brak. But for Nebuchadnezzar, that's beyond the line. That was the greatest Chilul Hashem. That cannot be permitted in the Jewish people. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Ula, Amun Umov, the conversation between Amun Umov and Nebuchadnezzar.